feel the music. And if all the ladies, just put your hands up, raise your hands up higher.
She has a beautiful laugh, doesn't she? Is there any wonder why I don't put more effort into sounding like a woman? So yes, I spent my high school years as a hillbilly gender bender. And so when I turned 18 and I just got the hell out of there, you know, I just ran for New York as fast as I could. So I had been there about, oh, I don't know, 5 or 6 months, and I was riding the subway, doing all right. Suddenly, the door flies open between cars, and in comes a group of 5 or 6 Puerto Rican queens. And I mean, they were flaming. And these queens were like you know, horsing around a bit. And, you know, pretty young, but I thought, oh, wow, this is really cool. Yeah, you know, like a gang of queers. Yeah, it's like we're safe now, right on, sister. You know, they were horsing around. And then, like, suddenly it's like all these queens are, like, standing around me. And the kind of head queen, really, I'll just, you know, never forget her. She's real thin. Starts calling me bitch. And I'm thinking, like, excuse me? What is going on? And suddenly, it's like the train stops. And this queen grabs me by my hair and literally yanks my head down to the floor, slams my body to the floor, and drags me by my hair off the train. I mean, talk about your surprise. I did not see that coming. So I'm getting dragged off the train. Luckily, he happens to be my stop. So this queen starts dragging me up the stairs to the train transfer. And this was, I don't know if you know New York, but this was at the 14th Street station, the transfer between the L and the 19 lines. And that is a long underpass. So she's dragging me by my hair. I'm still on the ground, like, disoriented, unable to get up yet. Dragging me by my hair up the stairs. And, you know, all her little cronies are, like, you know, giggling it up and stuff. And she's just going, bitch, bitch. And gets me to the top of the stairs. I kind of try to stand up. And she swings me around and throws me down on the ground. And goes, you like that, don't you, bitch? I'm trying to get up, but just before I can get up, she grabs me again by the hair, slams me down, spins me around so that I'm dizzy, disoriented. And I just remember, like, going through this pass maybe about, like, you know, 2 or 3 yards at a time, getting thrown down. And nobody really seemed to express any sort of alarm or anything. And this queen just kept, like, throwing me down. And every now and then, one of these other queens would kick me or something. And just, bitch, bitch. And I'm thinking, like, what the fuck is going on here? You know, why isn't anybody helping? Or, you know, or at least getting, like, I didn't expect them to, like, jump in and take on this gang of Puerto Rican queens. But it's like, you know, why didn't somebody just run and get some help from the staff or something? And so I'm trying to get up. I'm getting hysterical, of course, and I finally managed to get up and run as fast and hard as I can to get to the other end of the transfer, just to get away from these queens. And as I get there, there are 2 Metro police officers that are, you know, supposed to patrol the subways, and they're just exiting the station right then. And I kind of grab one of them by the arm. You know, these are like real police officers with guns, and, like, you know, they're like real, real, you know, American cops, you know. So I'm like, look, you know, I'm being chased by these guys. You got to help me. And literally, this guy just says, it's not my business, and walks out. And I'm standing there, what the fuck is going on here? Meanwhile, like, this gang of queens is still coming down through the transfer. You know, they're taking their time. You hear them whooping it up as they come down. And then, you know, I go to, like, you know, the station attendant who's inside this bulletproof case, you know, to sell the tokens to get into the subway. And I'm like, look, please call the police, get some help. I don't want anything to do with it, just to say. And, you know, I was thinking, like, what is going on here? And you know, where are the people who are supposed to be helping me? Where is the, you know, this betrayal of, like, being, you know, beaten up by a gang of, like, sisters, you know? And at the same time, then having, like, these other people not want anything to do with it, and these people looking at me, just, when, like, while I'm on the floor, just, you know, I'm looking up, looking at them, and they aren't doing anything. They don't even look concerned.
situation to where they have to kill to be noticed.
I just don't understand, and you just wonder what else is to come of this.
You don't know what building's going next, or where the next plane is going to fall. Could be on your neighborhood, or your family.
I was a child of soldiers. High school, as well as high school students. でも、ちょっと、落ちないっていうのは、でも、悪いことだと思ったから、やめました。すごく我慢してました。ずっと、一人で暮らすようになるから。私は今一人で暮らしているので、こういう格好をしてます。多分、女装する人はおそらく自分の部屋で着ます。鏡の前で。で、外に出るのは怖いです。で、深夜ミッドナイト、近くの自動販売機、はい、そこまで行って帰ってくる、そんな感じです。私は昼間初めて東京の原宿メニーピーポーディススタイル、ジャパニーズスクールガールスタイル、ドキドキ、でもとても楽しかった。ビコーズ、なぜならば人、皆さんは私気づきません。ジーパンの時は男に見える。しかしスカート履いたら女に見えます。I am lucky. My face is feminine. Style is feminine. Not big. I wear Japanese school girl style. 例えば、for example, white blouse, なんだっけ、ネイビーベスト、ネイビーブレザー、タタンチェックスカート、ホワイトハイソックス、ローファー、スクールガールスタイル、Maybe no meaning, I have no money, this is cheap style. あの多分パスしなくなったらアダルトレディーズスタイル。みんなこのイメージ持ってます。時々違う格好したら怖い。なぜ女子高生の格好しなさい。皆さん言います。で多分次はあのオフィスレディーあのスクールガールを卒業して就職した格好かもしれない。
Thank you.